Morning. Shalom Aleichem. Probably give a share. Hilcha Shalom Aleichem. Does it count if you just do it not in person? But either way, I'd like to welcome everybody back. And unfortunately, this looks like the mode of communication that we'll be having for the foreseeable future. Doesn't look like the country, this part of the world, opening immediately, anytime super soon. So, as Hashem, look forward to continue to bring shiurim, hopefully appropriate topics, important topics, to the fore. Goes without saying, you know, for people to stay home, it's very important to adhere to those requirements. I just saw a letter from Gershon Edelstein, the big Rosh Hashiva, and Gedolei Ador, and Panovich, who writes a very strong letter. Even some communities started operating, you know, porch minyanim, outside minyanim. He writes very, very strongly that alpi the halachas of Bikoach Nefesh, one has to be extremely, extremely careful. Pashtos, it's not really where people should be. People should not be davening. People should continue to be in their homes. And any gathering, you know, is quite dangerous in that you could spread things. This is something that travels in the air. And people are sometimes overly confident with the little information they picked up on the radio, on internet, they know they had it, but this, it's very not clear. Even people that had it could still be passed. And people should be machmer as much as they can, dealing with people's lives. Today's topic is entitled Nicham Avelim, a sensitive mitzvah in surreal times. And at first I'd like to address what exactly does it mean, a sensitive mitzvah in surreal times. I remember years ago, I was by Levaya, tragic Levaya, Rav of the Israel Forest Hills, Rabbi Wagner, Five of Wagner, and he was nifter relatively quickly. Bad fall, and his Rebbe, the great Shmuel Birnbaum, actually came, the Levaya was in the middle of the day, so he left Seder, came to the Levaya of his Talmud from years ago, and he spoke. And I remember the Hesped he said in the Levaya. He quoted, coming up in a few parashios, quite a few, not too long. The Torah talks about the death of Aaron. And Rashi comments that people couldn't imagine that Aaron died. So much so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to reveal to the Bnei Yisrael the burial, the death, burial place of Aaron, so they should clearly see that it's true that Aaron died. And the Lashon that Rashi says was Efsher Aaron, who just yesterday fought against the Magefa, was such a gibor and was able to stand up as a leader in Klal Yisrael, and today he's dead. I remember Shmuel Birnbaum pointing out that many times with Misa, with death, person can't come to grips with it. It's surreal. Yesterday I saw them, they were strong, they were going. What happened? How could it be? Emotionally, it takes time for people to wrap their heads around the concept that this person's gone. Now, sometimes it goes a little easier. In a certain sense, it's a bracha when a person's sick and go through a sickness. This way the family could emotionally deal with the fact that this person's not well. But when it comes to definitely a situation of where relatively people were well, and all of a sudden they're taken, they get sick, they get a machlon, they die, that's something which is very, very hard for people to get grips with. And that itself is surreal. And it makes the whole concept of avelos, people need time to adjust to it, to accept it, to deal with that reality. And that's one, I think, important aspect our Chazal give us with the mitzvah, the halachos of avelos, of sitting shiva. Person pauses, he's even in the beginning part, even the onen, pater from all mitzvahs. But during the week of shiva, they have time to reflect, and slowly they come to grips with the tragedy that hit. So that's a tremendous, tremendous element in general that humans, people have to deal with, the surreal nature of death. But that concept is definitely multiplied in a situation where we have in the world now. Right now, the amount of people sitting shiva, if you think about it, across America, across the world, is probably the most people have been sitting shiva since World War II. Going back, mamish, decades and decades, three quarters of a century. The amount of people sitting shiva, I went through just last night, Misa Askim, this wonderful organization in New York, which deals with Nicham Avelim and provides, in normal situations, Sifrei Torah, chairs, a lot of needs for an Avel house. Ms. Askim provides like a list of the shivas that are taking place for the most part in New York. Normal week, there are half a dozen names, half a dozen people in the New York area are listed through Ms. Askim. This week, obviously, takes into account the whole week of Yontif, but this week, counted last night, there are 80 Rahmanslan different shivas that are going on in New York. Easily 10 times the normal rate. And Rahmanslan, that's just counting the people sitting right now, it's not counting the people who sat before Yontif, when Rahmanslan people passed away. The situation, you know, is just so overwhelming. You know, Misaskim wouldn't have, you know, I think the capacity to, they don't have the 80 Sifrei Torah to deal with all these. Okay, there's not people landing. They provide chairs, I think, for people. Avelim chairs for people to sit on. I also saw a thing, someone just told me, that Misaskim did a tremendous chesed, I'm sure, with different Haskanim. They provide meals for Shabbos for all the people on their list who are sitting shiva. So at least one thing people don't have to worry about who are sitting shiva, the meals for Shabbos. But it's overwhelming, the amount of Rahman Tzlan, people sitting shiva, people passing away. I heard a story last night of a cemetery in New York where person Rahman Tzlan was nifter, they brought the mace to the base of Kvaras, they had a plot there, and the cemetery turned them away. They said, we know you have a plot here, but I'm telling you, there's 20 people right now ahead of you. You should just go and buy yourself a plot in a different cemetery. Can you imagine? They have nothing to do. They're overwhelmed. It's a horrible, horrible situation. And And whatever a person could do, you know, to be menachem aveilim, it's a mitzvah, you know, it's the mitzvah of the zman. You know, unfortunately, there are many people that didn't even have the chance to sit shiva. Not for much. So, you know, shiva gets cut off, halacha states, ba'yantif. So that means people who are niftar right before yantif, they might have had a couple of days or something to sit shiva. Neighbor of mine, he sat shiva for a day and a half from time his sibling was niftar till yontov came. I know somebody else, they sat merely hours before yontov. The mace was buried on Erev Yontov. They had a few hours to sit shiva. Obviously, in those situations, it makes it even harder that people feel they don't even have the normal shiva that people have. But really, in a certain sense, all of Klal Yisrael is sitting shiva. It's a time, in a very appropriate Hilchos Avelos that people keep, whether one starts right away with the conclusion of Yontif or by Rosh Chodesh, but we're currently in the Sfira period of Avelos, which Klal Yisrael in general is keeping avelos, and our noheg, this show of feelings of mourning over the death of 24,000 Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. But unfortunately, in our world today, that takes on another element because there's a mageifa, there's a plague going on, and there's still victims every day. And we mispa'al to Hashem that it should end as soon as possible. So I want to go through the basics of the halachas of Nichum Avelim and Be'ez Hashem to get to some practical issues with the current situation we're in. Obviously, people are not allowing others to come into their homes for Nichum Avelim. So how does one go about doing the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim if you can't go and visit? And we'll go through multiple practical halachas, important halachas, a lot which are probably not so well known. Now, the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim itself, Chafetz Chaim talks about it in Sefer Avos Chesed. It's touched upon in Shulchan Aruch Yerodea, Simen Shin Ayin Vav. The mitzvah of Nichum Avelim, Chafetz Chaim defines, is a mitzvah of chesed. You're helping out, doing a chesed when anytime you go to perform Nichum Avelim, anytime you go visit a shiva home. And in fact, it's Pasuk Kohelet, the Gemara and Ksubas elaborates on it. Shlomo Melech said, Tov leches al beis ha'avel, leches al beis ha'mishkan. It's greater for a person, it's a bigger mitzvah for a person to go to a shiva house than to go to a wedding. Sha'acha yitan olibo. And I remember in yeshiva, quoting Rav Leibowitz, that there's a certain element that you put life in perspective. You go to a wedding. Wedding's beautiful. It's beautiful whether it's in a fancy hall or it's beautiful if it's in a backyard. The concept of another Baruch Hashem family starting, couple getting married, it's a simcha, a wonderful, wonderful simcha. And you take into account what it took for each the chassam to get there, for the kal to get there, parents to raise them, the grandparents, go through the generations. Every Jewish wedding is a tremendous, tremendous simcha. And really, there's a lot of inspiration that one could take just by going to a Jewish wedding. But more than that, a more powerful element is when a person goes to a shiva call. Tov alechas al beis ha'avel, alechas al beis ha'mishkan. Achayit in olibo, because in life, it's very easy for us to forget the finite nature of it. It's very easy for us to get machavasa ba'olamo, what our tafkid b'chayim, what our goal in life is. And every time a person goes to a shiva home, whether it's conscious or subconscious, there's a certain focus. Look, this is part of life. People pass on, and you hear how people look back at someone's life. They're not going to talk about the sale that he got and the great deal that he got online for something. That's not tachlis. They're going to talk about what he did for his community, what he did for his family, what he accomplished in life. And that message is such an important message in general. Really, what the Gemara, what Shlomo Melech is saying, Tov Lachos Beis Avon, is end of the day the greatest beneficiary of person going to be Menachem Avon, in some ways might be more the person himself going, even more than the recipients, the people that Avon sitting there. Because a person does gain a lot from the inspiration of hearing about the Nifter and putting in perspective what life is all about. Now, to get into what exactly is the mitzvah, what are you gaining, what are you doing when a person goes to be Menachem Avon? So I came across, very interesting, seems like multiple different shitas in understanding the essence, the yesod of the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim. If you look how the Chafetz Chaim says it over, it's on the bottom of the Mar Makoma sheet. In the yesod in Nichum Avelim, hu kidei lenachamo mitzara. The foundation of the mitzvah of Nichum Avelim is that a person should console a relative of the nifter from their pain. And you say the most basic, most minimum that a person says at a Beis Avel is the phrase, which we'll delve into in a few moments, that Hamakom is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Menachem, should console this Avol together with Aveli Tzion Yerushalayim. Yim Shebezeh Yotzei Mitzvos Nichum Avelim. And even though this itself, just by saying those words, that's the key to Mekayim the Mitzvah. Makomakom Yosu Tovim Yochel Ladabar Al Libo. It's even better if a person could speak to the heart of the relative, lafigo mitzaro, and to relieve him of his pain, be easy to boom with whatever words you could say. Shezel ikar nicham. This is the main nicham that a person could give. The main nicham a person could give is to help the person emotionally deal with the situation. And a lot of times at an avol house, people tell stories of the avelim. If you have a personal connection to the person who passed away, you know a story about them, you tell a story. The impact of the story does one of two things. Either it's a story, it's something that the avelim themselves already know of. They know about their father, their siblings, their wives, involvement in this mitzvah, in this area, they knew that story, but it's mechazik them. It strengthens them. Besides the fact, the inspiration, the people around when you tell a story get, and that alone, that whole environment, wow, you know, people are amazed by it, that gives a person chizuk. But many, many times, there are stories that are heard in the Beis Avol that the Avelim themselves never knew. There's lots of chesed that people do quietly without their family knowing. There are lots of situations people didn't know, you know, this person at that stage in life. Children didn't know the parent before they were born, definitely when they were quite young. So the perspective that people give when they tell stories of the nifter, that has a tremendous means of being mechazek and help out the avelim. So besides just the well wishes of hamakom minachem eschem, which is a bracha, which that itself is valuable, that itself is the mitzvah of nichum avelim. But the Chafetz Chaim adds, whatever a person could do to ease, to be mechazek, to give a perspective of the nifter, that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. That's a tremendous chesed you're doing for them. That's what the Chafetz Chaim writes. And going through the sugya, I came across the Aruch HaShulchan. This is here in the Shulchan Aruch, Shinayin Vav. Aruch HaShulchan writes something which at first, when I read it, thought it was diametrically opposed to what the Chafetz Chaim was saying. He says, "V'yirli hatam, the inyan nicham avelim hu lahatzdik dino shakadosh baruch hu." The purpose behind nicham avelim is to justify, is to be matzdik the din, baruch dayin emes, of hakadosh baruch hu. Kmo shamer Iov, as Iov says, Hashem nasan, Hashem lakach, yihi shem Hashem mevarach. Hashem gives, Hashem takes, and the name of Hashem should be forever. When the achmo me'atzvono, when you're supposed to console him from his sadness, and therefore it's important, really, the Aval to talk first. The Aval himself says, Baruch Dayin Emes. And the concept, it seems, Pashtos, is he's saying, Nicham Avelim is sometimes called more intellectual. I'm sure it's really emotional too. But people have questions. How could it be? How could Hashem do such a thing? And part of Nicham Avelim is leaving people from those questions. Now, that already sounds much, much heavier than the average Shiva visit you'd want to have. So at first, I thought this was just arguing the Chafetz Chaim. But upon further analysis, I believe this is just a deeper level what the Chafetz Chaim was talking about. The Chafetz Chaim said, look, you should be mechazik the family of the Nifter and tell them things, be mechazik them. This is another element of chizuk. Now, obviously, this is a much tougher element, but it's within that category of doing a chesed towards the nifter, nifter's family. And I came across a story. Someone once at a shiva home was bemoaning the fact they davened so much for this nifter, and the nifter passed away. And Rabbi Arir Levine, the famous tzaddik from Yerushalayim, was there at the shiva home, and he said over the hashkafa that we believe that no single tefillah goes unheard, quote unquote, wasted. Every tefillah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't answer for this nifter is put away for something else, for someone else. But every single tefillah does not come back empty, and there's a purpose and there's a means for every act, every chesed, every tefillah, everything, every schos that was generated for a nifter that was done. And after the shiva, the family of called back of Ari Levine, they asked him if he could please repeat those words that were so consoling to him. And he helped. This is what the Aruch, I believe what the Aruch HaShulchan is talking about. Be matzik the din. I remember myself once, I went to a shiva home. Fortunately, a friend of mine was sitting shiva, and I guess he knew me as a rabbi, and he asked me, like, what's going on? My father, I knew his father, was very involved in the mitzvah of Kibbutz Avayim. How could it be that his father passed away young? Kibbutz Avayim, the Torah says, V'arachti Yamin. I remember, it's just like a jolting, ouch. That's not an easy thing to deal with. I can't remember exactly what I said. But sometimes in shiva situations, I don't think most people will get these questions. Sometimes they fall more on rabbi's shoulders. But if a person's able to just say over, not to preach, this is a very sensitive area. A person has to be very careful. You know, you're not giving over a hashkafa lesson. Don't you know the hashkafa? Obviously, you have to be very careful. It's not time for machaz and all that. But whatever a person could do to be mechazik, someone who's going through this idea, it's a tremendous thing to add. But this is, again, I would say, is one area within the Chafetz Chaim's more basic idea. Whatever you could do to be mechazik the krovim of the nifter. And we'll get to, I see people asking, you know, does this go even beyond Shiva? We'll get to that when we get to the specifics of halacha. But the purpose of Nicham Avelim, Chavetz Chaim says, Darach HaShochan says, is to give chizuk to the nifter's family. And that person accomplishes by going to a Shiva house. Even if a person goes and doesn't say anything, the fact that you're there, that's a form of Imo Anochi Batsara. I empathize with you. I sympathize with you. And that alone, even though many times people go to Shiva homes, they didn't know the nifter. But that's not a reason not to go. We'll see later. Came across a story which is mind-boggling. A person should definitely try to go whenever they can, whenever they have an opportunity. So that's one idea. Mi'idak Isa, there's a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Beis. Goes on to Amun Beis. Mar tells a story where someone was nifter and didn't have any relatives. Rachman Atzlan, these cases happen. Person was nifter and didn't have any relatives. So no one's going to sit shiva. So the Gemara says, you know what you do? You assemble together a minyan, 10 random people, and these people will sit shiva for the week. Gemara says that Amoran did that. One of them, the nifter, came to one of them in a dream and thanked them tremendously for that. So even when there are no krovim, there's still an element of nicham avelim, of having 10 people go there and go to the nifter's house and sit there for a week. This is even brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Shin Ayin Vav Sif Gimel. However, the Ramah there talks about nowadays the minhag is not exactly to do that. The minhag became to maybe say daven over there, not to actually sit there the whole time. But what's pshat? Why would a person, why would there be some inyan of Nicham Avelim when there's no Avelim, there's no Krovim? What's pshat? Who you be mechazik? So Zakt, Rav Moshe Feinstein, and others, what's clear from here is the mitzvah of Nicham Avelim is an element of giving a schus, doing something for the nifter himself. Besides the krovim, besides the relatives, there's an element of nicham avelim, of doing something for the nifter himself. And therefore, even if there are no krovim, the Gemara over here in Shabbos says there's an element of nicham avelim. The Rambam really, Rambam Hilchos Avelos, really goes through this even further. The Rambam says, let's say a person has a choice. He only has X amount of time in his day. He could do one of two mitzvahs. You could either do the mitzvah of Nicham Avelim or the mitzvah of Bikur Cholol. Unfortunately, these are shayles we have today. Right, which one should I do? Should a person do Nicham Avelim? Should do Bikur Cholol? Zok the Rambam, a person should do Nicham Avelim. Because Nicham Avelim has two things. It's a chesed for the person there, for the krovim, but it's also a mitzvah for the meis. The two elements. The basis of the Rambam is this Gemara and Shabbos. So we see, and Rav Moshe writes this lahalacha. Rav Moshe, or Chaim Chelek Dalad, Siman Mem, it's actually on the sheets. Rav Moshe tainas that there's two dinim of Nicham Avelim. There's a din of Nicham Avelim for the Krovim. You have to do something, it's a mitzvah to help out, to be machazik, the relatives. But it's also a mitzvah to do something for the meis. That's a second element of the mitzvah of Nicham Avelim. It's both. So when a person normally goes to a shiva home, what you're doing is two mitzvahs, two elements of the mitzvah. You're helping be mechazik, the relatives, the kin, and you're also doing something for the meis. It's a kavod for the meis that you came to be Menachem Avel. And, you know, whether you write it in the book or not, upstairs he's got it all. He sees who comes, they know who comes, and Hagufa, the more people that come, the bigger kavod it is. And that's a kavod achron, that's a kavod for the meis. It's a schus for him, and it's a mitzvah. So we'll see these two elements besides the Rambam Shaila when it came to Nicham Avelim versus Bikur Cholim, what comes first? So it makes for a Nafkamina. But we'll see. There'll be perhaps we'll get to other Nafkaminas between these two dinim of Nicham Avelim, but Rav Moshe writes they're both true. Nicham Avelim really has both. Chafetz Chaim, I assume Navas Chesed, only talked about the first din because he's talking about Chesed. The whole Sefer is predicated on Chesed. He's not talking about the other din. But of course the other din exists. Now, really the first element I'll talk about, someone brought up. Practically, we know a person sits Shiva for X amount of time, right? For 7 days, not really full 7 days, makes us Yom Kukulo, and we went through, there's Yontif, it gets knocked off. So there are times people sit at most, you know, less than a week. What happens, you know, in this, unfortunately, with our busy schedules, a person wants to go to the Menachem Avel with somebody, and they didn't have the time. They missed out during the Shiva. What happens? Could a person do Nicham Avelim after Shiva? So I saw, post can bring down, that really a person can say, Hamakim Menachem Eschem, for sure, for the whole first 30 days, which if you meet the person, you know, it should be the type of thing, which we'll get to, it should be done with tactfully. But we lost the live feed for a minute. Hope. Yeah. Okay, sounds like we're all good. But Lamaisa, if a person sees somebody, you know, after 30 days, assuming it's the right time and place to do it, a person could offer them condolences, Hamakim Menachem Eschem, Meshulch Shavei, Letzion Meshulayim. Person could still stay within 30 days. And that really is part of the mitzvah. Someone said, if for sure in the first element, if it's an element of the mechazik, the family of the mace, because some of them, it's not a magic, you know, time that after Shiva, they're automatically all better. It takes really a time to heal. And a person meets them, they could offer their condolences, you can be mechazik them. That's also a mitzvah of Nicham Avelim. In terms of the second element, I'm not sure. It could be it's specific to go to the house of the Nifter. That's where the Nifter is. And that element could be it only really fully gets during the week of Shiva, but for sure for the first element, a person could do that afterwards. You shouldn't look. That's obviously tremendous b'di'evet. Ideally, you want to be there at the Shiva home. If one doesn't, there's still some element that one could be mekayim even 30 days later. It's brought down in some svarim, and there is some, depending in different circles, different places, a custom that people don't go to the Shiva house the first few days. And the basis for it, I saw the Gesher HaChaim brings down, one quote the Gemara Moed Katan, that the first few days, Gemara talks about days of crying, and even the halachas of Avelos a little more intense. And that time, during that time, so people feel inappropriate. Maybe only family should go, close family should go, but everybody else, they don't come the first few days. There is such a notion for that. However, I found in Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's Sefer and Shulchan Aruch, Emes LeYaakov, so there it brings that there's nothing wrong going the first few days. He says, in fact, what he remembers back in Lithuania, in Lita, people used to go even the first few days. And you know, a lot of times there are scheduling issues, a person might be going away, and this, so, oh, first few days I can't go. So no, this Rabbi Yaakov, look, a person knows for sure they can make it after, but definitely if a person is not going to be able to make it, or there's a suffix, Rabbi Yaakov says that it's perfectly fine to go in the first few days, no such din that one has to wait. There is a din, not so well known, that when a person comes to a Shiva home, they shouldn't be the first to blurt out something to say. They should wait for the oval. Sometimes you sit there, there's a certain eerie silence. You walk into the house, and no one's talking. But that itself is part of Hilchas Avelos. Is Avelos, the Nichum Avelum, is done at the pace of the one sitting Shiva. So he starts it off. Once he starts it off, then you can respond, you can follow up, but you let him talk first. Now, ideally, also with that, also not so well known, is once the Avol gives any sort of notion, you know, thank you very much for coming, where he's ending it, then you have to end it. And that's a halacha. It's not just Derech Eretz. It's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. Once the starting point and the ending point are fully controlled by the Avol. So whenever they say Ad Kan, it's Ad Kan. And unfortunately, this is an area which people don't get. You know, sometimes they'll have like signs up, the Avol sitting Shiva from this time to that time. Oh, come on, I'm sure there'll still be people there when I go at 11 o'clock. That's probably even nichla on this halacha. Like, the Shulchan Aruch is talking about a case about, like, the Avol nodding and very subtly saying, it's over. There many people, sometimes it's hard for them to do that. You have to figure it out yourself that the Avol wants to end it. It's getting late. It's been long. It's been a long day for these Avelim. And to end it. But Kol Shekein, if they put up a sign that Avelos is between these and these hours, that's very clear, not just Dvarim Shebalev, person saying out that Avelos is still here, person has to keep to that. And really this area, I didn't put on the Marmakomos because it's not in print. But besides Shulchan Aruch Yardea, a person needs what they call the fifth chelek of the Shulchan Aruch. Person needs Seichel. And so many times, a person has to be careful of what they say, how they say, what they're doing in the base level. I didn't get a chance to see it. My Talmidim always told me about it. And someone put out a video. Satire of what not to say Beis Avel. I was actually going to call my Talmidim to actually send it to me last night. But I don't think I ever saw it. But I could imagine what it has there. And people, unfortunately, could say the wrong things. So how did he die? You have to know what are the Vilna up to talking about, what they're not up to talking about. And many times people have so much curiosity. They want details. They want information. We live in an information age. I get the details. Like, have rachmanis. Really, a person's perspective, the moment he walks in the door by an Avil's house, is put yourself in that person's shoes. He's not wearing them. But put yourself in that person's situation. Think from his perspective. And you got to realize what to say, what not to say. People fail in these areas all the time. I happened to hear of someone telling over, recently was the yard site of Volbi. Shlomo Volbi was a great Musar giant. It wasn't about the element of Nechama Velam, but it was similar seichel issues. Someone was driving Volbi. This was a close Talmud, and he saw some interaction with him before. So Volbi told him very gently, privately, when they're in the car, he asked his Talmud, "Do you know what the word tact means?" People don't have tact. People don't have seichel. They don't know how to do things sometimes. And here this Rebbe had to tell off his Talmud. You got to think. You got to put yourself in someone else's shoes, and to envision what they're going through, and be careful what you say. Really, the halachas in Hilchos Avelos are that you're supposed to talk about the nifter and keep the focus on that. Many times in a Beis Avel, what people end up doing is they distract the Avel, and they talk about, they haven't seen people in a while, and you schmooze, and you talk, and you this. And really, that's not the halacha. The halacha is, as much as possible, to try to keep the conversation focused on the avol, on the nifter, and not to go off into general chit-chat. Obviously, look, sometimes the avil themselves, it's a long day, and they themselves flip the conversation. It's hard for them. So really, if the avol flips the conversation, it's a little different, because he's saying himself he needs a break. Okay? That itself in the stomach could be some form of chizuk. But really the focus should be on the nifter as much as possible. Another important halacha, people not so aware, is you're not supposed to give shalom in the Beis Avel. Obviously not just to the avilim themselves, but even to people you see there. In the Beis Avel, it could be a big social scene, right? You could have tons of people in the house. Oh, I haven't seen you in a while. While you're in the Beis Avel, you do not give Shalom Aleichem. There's a story through Moshe Feinstein that someone mamash gave him Shalom Aleichem in the Beis Avel, and Moshe delicately told him, "Sorry, we don't give Shalom in the Beis Avel." Moshe left together with that person. He embraced him. He gave him a big Shalom Aleichem. But inside the Beis Avel, when you're in the house, there's no Shalom Aleichems. Born in the halachas. People not so aware. The Beis Avel is just a different sphere, right? It's a sphere where the mace is, nifter. It's a sphere of nichum. The shechina is there. It's not a place for social gatherings. There's even halachas, right? That the avelim don't stand. They'll give kavod. Even if a rav would walk in, it's not so pashat. The simple halacha is in the Beis Avel, at least from the avelim. People sitting there, different. They would stand up if a rav walks in. But for the avelim themselves, they're an avelos, and they don't do these things. Now, these are some, I think, important halachas. Some of these not so well known. about what to do in the Beis HaAvel. Again, we talked about going within the first few days, different Hagim, only starting to speak after the Avol speaks, ending when the Avol cues the ending. Don't say Shalom Aleichem. We talked about even doing your consolment could even go beyond the week of Shiva, 30 days. Someone asked me what happens if Shloshim is knocked off. Lamaisa, the Etzim consolment could go even beyond longer, especially if it's for a parent. But these are some of the basic halachas. But the klal in all these halachas is the fifth Shulchan Aruch, that a person has to use their seichel and just be very careful for the needs and the sensitivities of the Avelim. One important halacha is, okay, these are all normal cases where you go and visit the house of the Avel. What about in our situation today, where practically you can't go to a Beis HaAvel, no one's doors are open, and it's a sakana, you can't go to someone else's house. So what does one do then? So, it's interesting. I came across as a piece from Rav Huttner in the Pachad Yitzchak, Geres Lamed Gimel, where Rav Huttner says, he pulls out that there's a din of Avelim. Nichum Avelim is part, he calls it a din of a mesiba for Avelim, the gathering for Avelim. He says it's even part of the idea by a Pesach Kavaris of why you do a Shura. He's supposed to make a gathering for Avelim. And therefore, he says the only way to be Mekayim Nichum Avelim is to go to the house, to call, to Zoom. Futner says, I'm sorry, that does not work. There's a specific din of going to the Avel's home. If you can't do it, that's not the mitzvah. Maisa, Meira Gisa, Rav Moshe Feinstein Paskin, and I saw Rav Yoshev in his Sefer on Moed Katan, Aras on Moed Katan, says the same, that Rav Moshe clearly paskins, mentioned before, Arachayim, Chelek Dalad, Simon Mem, where Rav Moshe goes through a whole tshuva over there, and Rav Moshe paskins like this. You could be, one should, if they're not able to go in person, one should do Nichum Avelim over the phone. Rav Moshe himself did it. Why? So Rav Moshe holds, Legabi the first in the idea that Nichum Avelim is a means of consoling the kin, the relative of the Nifter. So that could be accomplished by phone, maybe not as meaningful as them seeing you in person. But it still provides nechama. When someone calls the Beis HaAvel, that does something for them. It helps out the people sitting Shiva, and therefore one would be Mekayim that day. In terms of the second din of a schus, a kavod for the mace, one does not accomplish that, Rav Moshe writes, by doing it by phone. Because that, you need to come to the Beis HaAvel. I believe the Havana is, because coming to the Beis HaAvel is the kavod you're doing. It's an act of kavod to travel there and come there. If you're just calling on the phone, it doesn't have the same element. And therefore, you're not coming together for the Avol. I'm saying, I don't think it's going as far as Futner's idea. But Memela, so you would accomplish the first din, not the second din. But Moshe clearly writes, just because you can't do the mitzvah with both of these elements, it's not a reason not to do it. 100% the person should call. Nowadays you could do Zoom too. A person should reach out to someone sitting shiva, and 100% to do the mitzvah, for sure the mitzvah bein al chavera, of helping out that karov that just lost his relative. 100% someone should do that as a fulfillment of the mitzvah. I'd like to add one additional point. There's, you know, in this situation that the world is in now, so there's a lot of people stepping forward with so many wonderful chasadim, things to do. You know, I don't think Masaskam had mentioned before, normally provides food for shiva homes, but Sumaskanim, people got involved. People always thinking of ideas, what can they do to help people out in this situation? And really, Almanos and Yisomim are things people can help out, and it's important to help out Mikan above, onward, you know, in a certain sense. Certain sense, it's easier that there imo nochi batzara, that people feel that there are others in the same situation as them, not going through a tragedy by themselves. At the same time, with so many people sitting shiva, there are people that get overlooked. And Chavetz Chaim, in fact, even talks about in his Avos Chesed to make sure to do chesed and to do nichma ve'yom to all people, not just popular ones. And it's very important. You know, there could be some shiva homes that sometimes you find are hopping with people, and others that are pretty quiet. And it's a big mitzvah to do whatever a person can, all types of chesed, not just during shiva, but even afterwards to help out almanos and yisomim. But someone came up with an idea. They started a website called kavodachron.com. Kavodachron.com. What that website does, it has tributes, has a photo, has a listing of every oval. Unfortunately, was the chesed, hundreds and hundreds of people that they have up there who were nifter just in this last coup from coronavirus. Here to Israel, and it lists a person's able to write a tribute to those people. And this way, the family has a certain nechama, especially many times people can't go to shiva. A lot of times the shiva house, they even ask that. If you have any memories, please send it to this email address. We're trying to compile them. So here, a website was set up for all these people. You could just go, you know anyone of these niftarim, you could go and write a tribute, and it's there online. And this, I was thinking, that itself might be some element of a kavod achron for the mace themselves. Because there you're doing something, of course it benefits the family, but that's a means of quote-unquote like showing up for the niftar. It's doing something, there's a certain kavod, it is a kavod achron for the niftar himself. And maybe that even accomplishes some shemets. The Moshe was just dealing with a telephone phone call. But this idea of a website where a person can write a tribute, that might even fulfill on some level, not fully, but on some level, you're going for kavod ames. That too might be some form of kiyum of that mitzvah. I would like to end with two stories. Both of these stories that I chose were stories about people who went to be Menachem Avol somebody, and they weren't so closely connected, they didn't even necessarily even know the people sitting shiva, but the impact that their Nicham Aveilim had. One story took place in Flatbush. A woman knew that some of her friends were sitting shiva for a brother, so she decided to go. These women, her friends were from out of town, so she went to Menachem Avol, this house in Flatbush. And she remembers sitting there, and it was a very busy shiva house. And these situations, you don't really know the family whose house it is. She didn't know the brother so well. She didn't know the brother. She knew the sisters from Baltimore. And she sat there, but she didn't really think she impacted much. In fact, while she was sitting there, she admitted that she questioned herself, not sure why I went. Okay, she stayed. At the end, she was about to leave, so one of her friends, his sister, got up and, you know, spoke about that her brother was somebody that always, when there was an opportunity to do chesed, took that opportunity and always did it. And she said, you know, it would be a tremendous chus for my brother's neshama. Next time you see an opportunity for chesed, you jump on it just like my brother would. Okay? So this lady walks out of the shiva house, goes to her car, and continues on with her day. She gets stuck driving a Flatbush Avenue N in East 19th, right in front of my alma mater, Torah Semetz Kamenetz. And she's stuck there at the light. She notices alongside her, when the car is parked, a woman like slumped back in the car. A little strange. And she wasn't sure what was going on. It could be the woman was taking a break. But this woman was slumped back in the car. And she remembered what she just heard in the shiver house. So she decided to call Hatzalah. She calls Hatzalah and says, I'm not sure. I'm just driving on Avenue N, 19th. And I saw a woman slumped in their car. It might be nothing. But I figured, I'll call. They said, okay, thank you. We'll check in into it. Fine, that's what the woman does. 20 minutes later, she gets a call back from Hatzalah. Doesn't usually happen. Saying, did you recently call about a woman in a car? She said, dispatcher asks. She says, yes. He says, you just saved that woman's life. He says, that woman was the diabetic. Rahman Salam went into diabetic shock. And we found her. We were able to administer what she needed. We saved her life. He says, if you didn't act to call, that person wouldn't be here. A couple weeks later, she got a call from the family of this woman. Chamathon Baruch Hashem, this woman was okay. And it was the mother-in-law of this woman. She said, you know, that was my daughter-in-law, and she was pregnant. He says, you didn't just save one life, you saved two. Baruch Hashem gave birth to a healthy child, and everything was fine. But that's one lesson that a person could take from a shiva home, a house that you doubted, should I even go? But you walk away, you take a lesson from what that nifter was. It's such a powerful story. I'll end with one final story. 2011, there was a horrific, horrific story of a 9-year-old boy in Borough Park, Leiby Kletsky, who was walking home from camp, who was abducted, and Rahman was murdered. And first 48 hours after he was missing, people everywhere were searching for him, any clues. And there was a 9-year-old kid in Borough Park who, from kid, had a certain rebellious streak, and he refused to wear tzitzis. In fact, no matter what his parents cajoled him, offered him, he wouldn't do it. He wouldn't go to yeshiva or camp with tzitzis. He didn't want to do it. When everyone heard about this kid missing, this kid decided he'll put on tzitzis as a schus for this 9-year-old kid, Leiby. And this boy, we'll call him Zalmi, Zalmi decided, even after Hamatzon, they heard, 9-year-old was a third grader, a little kid. Even after they heard that Hamatzon, the kid passed away, wasn't here, decided to continue wearing tzitzis. And the mother of Zalmi decided that she was going to go to the Menachem Aval, the Kletsky family. And she went, and there was lines to get in. There were literally police were organizing. Literally thousands of people came to Menachem Aval. Many people didn't know the family came. And this woman, when she had 2 minutes there, told over her story about her son and a pair of tzitzis. And after Shiva was over, the Kletsky family reached out to Zalmi and his mother and asked if they could come visit. And they told them, there were hundreds, even thousands of people who passed through their doors to give them nechama. It says, but your nechama that you're putting on tzitzis Zecher Nishmas, our son Levi. He says, that was the greatest Nachama that we got. And they, in fact, presented this young boy, Zalmi, with a pair of Levi tzitzis, and asked him if he could continue to wear it as a schuss for their son. Small gesture, going to Menachem Avil. You never know how much of an impact that has on people. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us many, many mitzvahs. Shem Chafetz Amat Tzidko Yagdol Torah V'Yadir. But you never know how powerful a mitzvah is. The impact of a mitzvah. Just to go be Menachem Avil. You go, you hear something, it could save a person's life. It could give a family that so goes through such a tragedy some sense of nechama, of consolement. It's this tremendous, tremendous mitzvah that we all have the capacity to do. Thank you very much for listening. And Bezal Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be menachem all the avelim, and we should only know of simchas, and Bezal Hashem, spend time being mesameach with other people with all of this ending in here of Yemenu. Thank you very much.